What is going on, everyone? It is Sunday, September 15th. So for me, I'm going to say happy Sunday. However, whatever day it is that you're getting to listen to this, may that day be happy and blessed. And always remember, if it is not at the current moment, you always have the power to turn it around and make it so. But today I want to talk about a quote that I saw while I was perusing the world of Twitter. And at first glance, when I saw these four words, I was like, wow, that's nice. But then I thought for a second, even though I said, wow, that's nice, it could be better. How so? Well, first and foremost, you have to always understand that our words, our thoughts, and our beliefs, these things are usually internal and they shape our external reality. It's like a mirror effect. So when I think about these four words as opposed to the slight change that I would make to this quote, only swapping out two words out of the four, so 50%, a 50% change could make a world of difference in this scenario. The quote, very short and sweet, was, I can, I will. Now, like I said, if you heard that for the first time, you're probably like, I like that. And so do I. And when I saw it and read it for the first time, I said, I like that. But then immediately my mind, because of the journey that I've been on and the things I've been learning, immediately my mind said, wait a minute. It could be better though. And I'm like, what? How? Check this out. Like I just said a few seconds ago, your words, your beliefs, and your emotion can shape and change your external reality. So, and I also said that these things are reflected in the external as a mirror of your internal qualities. So think about this. Let me say this one more time, and then I'll tell you what I would swap 50% of this phrase with, and then you tell me what you think, or you just think about it for yourself for a second and say, okay, I see that. I can, I will. Now what I would say instead may not sound much different, but trust me, there's going to be a world of difference in a moment. I would say I am as opposed to I can. And I would say I have as opposed to I will. Now, instead of casting outward some type of either doubt or promise or desire, I am casting out a guarantee that I am what I want to be and I have what I want to have right now. Oh, it may not have materialized and formulated right this moment in my 3D time in this dimension, but I am what I want to be right now and I have what I want to have right now. And why is this? Because the great I am lives within my I am, which makes me a creator or a co-creator in this world. So, yeah, I can. And yeah, I will I have the will to do something. But I am what I want to be, and I have what I want to have. Now, I hope that you can hear the difference. I hope that you can hear the difference in just that slight change. Basically, it's just saying, look, man, for instance, you want your dream job. I can have my dream job. The mirror of that is, yeah, you can. And you're gonna keep canning. You know what I mean? Maybe they'll come, but it probably won't, because you can have it. It's out there, but you don't know. You don't know where it is. You don't know how to go to. You don't know how to go get it. You can, but you don't know where to start. Or I am going to get my dream job. Oh, see, now there's action behind that. I am going to do it. There's no doubt about it. Once your subconscious, if you say that enough with enough conviction, not just, oh, I am going to have my dream job, that's not going to work. That's trash. If you say that with enough energy, conviction, and belief, you won't even have to consciously figure out how to do it, because the subconscious in you, the higher conscious in you, the God conscious in you, or whatever name you want to give it, conscious in you, the awareness will say, you said it, you claimed it, I'm going to go get it, whether you want it or not. You see, if you didn't want it, you shouldn't have claimed it. You used the wrong words, brother. You used the wrong words, sister. You said, I am, so now I must make it so. A lot of people, myself included, I've done it in the past. I'm not going to sit here and act holier than that. That's insane. A lot of people put curses on themselves and they don't even realize it. Every day at that. I'm fat. I'm stupid. You know, just those are just two examples. I'm poor. I'm broke. So I'm guilty of that one. Cursing yourself. Because as I just explained a few seconds ago, the subconscious, the higher you, the awareness in you, the almighty and most high in you, whatever you choose to name that, I'll say God just to give it some character in you, now says, it's not, you know what, it doesn't even say, see, that was the human part in me that was going to say that it says, I don't want to do this, but no, that's not what it says, it doesn't have feelings or emotion, it just says, oh, you're fat, oh, you're a loser, oh, you're broke, I must make it so. Your words can be the most powerful or the most destructive tools on this planet. I will versus I have. Same exact thing. Don't even have to go into 5 minutes of explanation. Same thing. I will is just going to continue to create. I will do it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, I will do it tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, I will do it tomorrow. Yeah, I know a lot of us know that. Oh man. You ever notice? Check this out. Now is this perfect? No, of course. We all have that God consciousness, that I am, that aware consciousness in us. So we're all connected to this mainframe. So you have to understand that we're all manipulating, for lack of better words, time and space day to day. So is it going to be 100% perfect? It's not going to be 100% perfect. But in some way, shape, or form, it's still going to perfect what you say and what you feel. The outcome may be slightly off, because in the aware dimension, in the aware space, time is a non-factor. But check this out. You may or may not believe this, but think about a time when you're going to pick up your friend, your sibling, a parent, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, husband, spouse, whatever, right? And you call them or you text them. Now, you shouldn't be texting and driving, but I can't be holding them now. If you're a kid listening to this, don't do that, though. Now, you know what I mean? So you call or you text that person. Oh, I'm running behind, but I'll be there. I'll, shortened up. I'll be there in about 10 minutes. Now, you are driving, right? And now you're on the main road. Now, you ever notice how when you will do something, you get hit by every red light on the strip? But if you were like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm running late, but I am going to be there in about 10 minutes, all of a sudden, and now if you say it with conviction and you know, like, I'm going to be there in 10 minutes, I promise you that, all of a sudden, these lights are turning green, and it's like you hit every green light without effort. It's just every light just happens to be green for you. You see, like, that's just an example, or, you know, of what possibilities there are when you just change simple words out. You know, you have to use definitive words, action words, words that will force your subconscious, your aware mind, the I am mind in you, the great I am inside of you, to be like, okay, since you told me what it is, I must make it so. You didn't ask me what it was, you told me what it is, and I must make it so. And also remember, on top of that, when that part is done and you get what you asked for, but you didn't ask for it, when you get what you claimed, also remember, a very important part to all of this is to be grateful, express gratitude, always be grateful for what you have and what you get, because it's a beautiful life, it's a short life. Nothing's promised, but you can, if you truly believe it, and a lot of us don't, because of core beliefs from usually between the age of birth and 7 is when we start to build our core beliefs, from schools, parents, and the closest people, the closest adults usually to you. If you believe that you can make the world whatever you want to make it, then you will make the world whatever you want to make it. You see, most people that are successful have a somewhat childlike demeanor. And it's even said in the Bible, I forget the exact scripture, but if you have a childlike demeanor, that means your imagination is still vivid. If your imagination is still vivid, you can manifest anything you want in this world. It starts in the mind. It starts with imagination. Your subconscious says, that looks real, because it has no perception of what's real and fake. That seems real to me. I must make it so. So once again, I want to thank you for stopping in and getting a little taste of this Peter J. Fisher experience. I'll have my contact information listed in the description. Feel free to follow me on social sites, and hey, even say hi sometimes. Thank you once again. This is Peter J. Fisher. Be blessed.